Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. This week, Apple's announcements, the future of the music industry, the U.S. government might change music licensing, and independent labels throw YouTube under the bus. Apple got its acquisition of Beats Music out of the way just in time for this week's Worldwide Developer Conference. Apple CEO Tim Cook hosted the keynote address. It's a major annual spotlight for announcements of Apple's latest products. This year, the focus was on the new upcoming version 8 of the iOS mobile operating system. One interesting addition for streaming music is that Shazam, the market-leading music identification app, will get bundled into Siri. That's Apple's virtual companion. This means that iPhone users will be able to identify a song they hear on the radio or in a club without needing to open a special app like Shazam. They'll just ask their phones to identify the song. And this Apple-Shazam partnership could hurt competitor SoundHound. But what it really underscores is the growing importance of music ID apps to millions of people. Later in the conference, Apple notified its software developers that it will introduce high-res audio to iPhones, iPods, and iPads in the next version of the iOS operating system. This potentially hooks into the Beats deal, opening the door to a line of audiophile quality headphones. It also jumps Apple onto the high-res audio bandwagon, where it might compete with Neil Young's Pono Music, which is shaping up as a complete listening ecosystem for high-fidelity music. When it comes to competing ecosystems, Apple usually has the upper hand. A new and large research study was released by PricewaterhouseCooper. The focus was broad, the future of media across several categories. Here at Rain, we are mostly interested in the music and radio portions. The big takeaways for music involve streaming and concerts. Those are the two drivers of the study's five-year economic projection for the music biz. Here are the numbers. Streaming music, according to the study, will grow from $848 million in 2013 to $1.7 billion in 2018 and account for 37% of music earnings. Concert ticket sales will play a large part in growth also, escalating at a slower rate, 3.7% a year, but ending with a bigger piece of the pie at $8.3 billion. Interestingly, and perhaps uniquely, PricewaterhouseCooper does not expect music downloads to continue their current freefall, but to recover next year and stabilize in what's called flat growth into the future. Music licensing turmoil continues, with the U.S. government increasingly involved. The Department of Justice announced that it will review how publisher royalties are regulated. Most composers, songwriters, and publishers are paid royalties by one of two big collection agencies, ASCAP and BMI. The government oversees them with a stern hand, mainly through a law called the Consent Decree, which was instituted in 1941. The Consent Decree forces ASCAP and BMI to issue licenses to radio stations, internet music services, satellite radio, and other distributors at a rate set by the government. ASCAP and BMI can challenge the rate in any situation, as they both did with Pandora recently, and the government arbitrates that process, too. ASCAP and BMI each lost its Pandora case, by the way. ASCAP and BMI petitioned the Department of Justice for a review of the 73-year-old law, saying that times have changed and that they need to negotiate with new music services for better market value on behalf of songwriters and publishers. The two agencies would love to see the consent decree abolished, reverting to a free market system. Detractors of that scenario say that the law moves things along efficiently, allowing new music services to get up and running with quick access licenses. Pandora, the market-leading internet radio service, definitely does not want the consent decree to disappear. However this plays out, it will affect the cost of music to online services like Pandora, Spotify, and all the others. On the other side of the fence, songwriters and publishers are wondering about their future earning power. Remember the fight between independent music labels and YouTube? Google's video platform is starting a new music-only service and is negotiating with record labels for licenses to get it off the ground. the Worldwide Independent Network, a consortium of small labels that together add up to big market share, claimed that Google was using threatening and bullying tactics to force agreements. Things got even more heated recently when the indie label group petitioned the British government to intervene. No comment from Google. Spotify is making a summer splash. The on-demand music service is offering 3 months of Spotify Premium for the price of 1 month for any new subscriber who signs up by June 15th. So that's $10 for a summer of music. Naturally, Spotify hopes that a large portion of those summer music lovers hook into the subscription plan for the rest of the year. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. The music is by Valtteri Kujala. Look him up on SoundCloud or visit valtterikujala.com. Remember, subscribe to Rain News for the daily update. It's the everyday heartbeat of Internet Radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.